Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 3 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be discussing the value of stewardship. So, what does it mean to be a steward? To be a steward means to take good care of whatever has been committed to your hands. Well, why is that important? The thing is, if you're a person that takes good care of whatever has been committed into your hands, that's like a principle of getting more in life, of upward mobility in life. The Bible says that if your hand finds anything to do, you should do it diligently with all your might, right? In fact, many people remember the parable of the talents. You know, there was a person that had 5 talents, if I'm not mistaken, right? The person was a good steward of those 5 talents. And after that, you know, he doubled the results. So that means he was a good steward. And after that, he got more, right? And then you see the person that got the 2 talents. He was a good steward, doubled it, he got more. But then the person that had 1 talent was not a good steward, right? He didn't do anything with it. He just buried it. And because he buried it, he didn't get any reward. And even that little he had was yanked away from him. So whatever has been committed into your hands, do a good job with it. Do an excellent job with it. Because the thing is, if you don't take good care of that little that you have, then how do you expect to get more? Because if you're literally unable to take care of that one, then how are you going to be able to take care of 2, of 3, of 10, of 1,000, right? Many people don't recognize this, but the thing is, the world we live in works by principle. If you plug yourself into the right principles, you'll very likely get the right results as, you know, from it. Like, for example, look at Joseph. Joseph was a good steward of Potiphar's house, right? And because he was a good steward of Potiphar's house, Potiphar was like, you know what, let me place you in charge of my home, right? And then after that, he went to prison. Again, I know many people reading the Bible will say that, oh, that prison was a downgrade. No. It was not a downgrade, actually. Right. Again, sometimes what may look like a downgrade is actually an upgrade in disguise. Right. Because he did a good job in Potiphar's house. And then after that, he then started doing a good job in the prison. Right. Remember Potiphar's house, a person's house. How many square feet can it be? How many people can be in that house? But in a prison, right, a prison usually has a lot of people. Right. So he did well in Potiphar's house with that limited he had. So when he was given more people to take care of, right? Take charge of in the prison. He did an excellent job with that. And then after that, what happened? He then became the steward of a whole nation, the nation of Egypt at the time in the Bible, right? So again, that's a principle. Be a good steward. If you're praying that, oh, you know what, I would like to succeed on the USMLE exams, oh, I really want to crush. I want to get a 260. I want to get a 270. Well, what kind of habits are you practicing in the present? Are you being a good steward of the present that has been committed to you? Then your future will be good. But if you're a bad steward, if you're not serious with your preclinical exams, right? Because if you think about it, your preclinical exams are probably like small potatoes in the grand scheme of things with your USMLE exams. But if you're not a good steward of your preclinical exams, how do you expect to magically do well on step 1? How do you expect to magically do well on step 2 if you're not a good steward of your shelf exams, right? Many people have this fallacy that they can just do like a terrible, they can just like blow off their first 2 years of med school, they're like, you know what, I will get into gear when it's time for step 1. The thing is, are there some people that do that and succeed? Yes, but those people are very, 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 very few, right? I remember in my experience, when I was at Hopkins for medical school, the people that were pretty much top of the class in the preclinical years, they were the same people that, surprise, surprise, they did really well on step 1. The people that did really well in their shelf exams, surprise, surprise, they did really well on step 2, right? So the thing is, that stewardship mindset is very important. It's very important. The Bible even says that if you are faithful in little, then more will be given to you, right? And to whom much is given, much is expected, right? So be a good steward, right? You see people, they keep like, oh, I want to go, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that. But then the present commitments they have, they are not faithful in it, right? That's the thing. Sometimes if you're hiring a person, if you're a person that is tasked with hiring people, just look at the little tasks that they currently have. How faithful have they been with those things, right? So the thing, the word I think I want to release to you today is be faithful. Be a good steward. If you have something, even if it's little, do a good job with that little. And then you will see your responsibilities will begin to grow. Your successes will begin to grow. Your fame will begin to grow, right? Be a good steward. That's one thing that many people have, this drive-through mentality. We live in this drive-through world. Everything, they want to do it quickly. They don't want to invest so much effort. They just want to get results and just move on. No, right? Again, that thing you get through drive-through is not going to be the same quality as what you get from something that, took time, was well-nurtured, and things like that. So be a good steward, right? So again, for many of you that listen to this podcast, you know that I'm a Christian, right? So, I mean, Jesus Christ has made a great, great, great difference in my life. I mean, I try my very best to live by as many principles of the Bible as I can. Do I fall short? Absolutely. I absolutely do fall short. But I ask God every day to just continue to help me. So if you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, can you say this prayer after me? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne of mercy this morning. Forgive me of all my sins. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. And strengthen me every day to accomplish your will and to fulfill your divine purpose for my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you have said that prayer, you are saved. So the next steps will be to find a Bible-believing church, right? Find a Bible-believing church. For many of you that listen to this podcast, I go to a church called RCCG, right? Redeemed Christian Church of God. There are many parishes all over the world, right? So find a Bible-believing church and plug yourself in. Begin to read the Bible, begin to apply its principles, and you begin to see your life transformed over time. So thank you for listening. I will see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.